One of the biggest stories this week, the mask mandate lift. Predictably, the authoritarians are losing their minds. Even though they can still mask up as much as they want, they just want to control you.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
And instead of making it about the ruling, dissenters launch a character assassination on the federal judge that helped free us from the masks. NPR wrote this laughably biased article. The judge who tossed mask mandate misunderstood public health law, legal experts say. Oh, there's the overused blanket experts say source. Are we to assume all legal experts have the same opinion then? Curious they only handpicked the experts critical of her ruling. And oh, look, here's another news outlet citing experts. This one says four COVID experts say it's time to accept reality. Vaccines work, masks do not. Back to the National Propaganda Radio article, it zeroes in on Judge Catherine Mizell's interpretation of the word sanitation. She shouldn't have used the actual definition. You know, the intent of the law under the 1944 Public Health Service Act. No, instead, she should have favored a definition the federal agencies can interpret for themselves. Except the ruling was to actually rein back in that kind of CDC overreach. And that's what NPR has issue with. This ruling could have a lasting effect on the CDC authority. Wait a minute, did we as voters elect anyone from the CDC, allow it to have this kind of authority over our freedoms? NPR, even if we're skeptical about agencies or even about Congress's ability to make good judgments in this time, we certainly do not want these decisions to be in the hands of a single unelected judge. Except that's part of the problem here. This mandate was put into effect without even a vote from Congress. And in fact, Congress had legislation in the works to end the mandate. Judge Mizell says the CDC even improperly bypassed a standard requirement to accept public comments in the rule. So we the people don't appreciate these decisions to be in the hands of a single unelected agency. Here's what 10TV out of Columbus has to add. Poll. Most people in U.S. want masks for travelers.
Everything that guy just said is bullshit. Thank you.
These news organizations are so used to gaslighting, they forget we have eyes.
Under no circumstance are you allowed to take off your blindfold.
How can this be true if less than 1 in 4 were wearing masks in airports after the announcement? Why are the majority of reactions laughing at this poll? Why haven't I seen any videos of people booing on planes rather than this? But this isn't about health or science. As Little Red Lying Hood reveals, it's about power.
The immediate steps were to determine what power we had to respond to that.
The immediate steps were to determine what power we had to respond to that.
Bringing you what's ignored, sensationalized, unbalanced, misleading, or just plain false, here's more of your media malfeasance for the third week of April. More evidence this week that rather than following the tenet of journalism to hold those in power accountable, so-called journalists like Taylor Lorenz would rather harass private citizens. Just a couple weeks ago, here's Taylor Lorenz crying about online bullying.
You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life.
And then here she is with her intent to expose the woman behind the anonymous Libs of TikTok account.
That, Ron, is a hypocrite.
This you, Taylor? Doxing, stalking, trying to hurt and smear people's loved ones, threatening them is not okay in any situation, has very real consequences. Yet you stalked down family members and revealed the name of an anonymous private citizen's account. For corruption? No, for simply reposting what child groomers were proudly sharing on their own TikToks. You're proud of defending this, Taylor, a professor who wants to destigmatize pedophilia?
Well, when they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender. And that isn't true, and it leads to a lot of misconceptions about attractions toward minors.
I'm so excited! I'm so sorry.
Fine,
it's
fine.
Overwhelming.
Jesse,
it's really hard.
Time for Taylor to review the Society of Professional Journalists Code of Ethics, Minimize Harm section. Pursuit of the news is not a license for arrogance or undue intrusiveness. realize that private people have a greater right to control information about themselves than public figures. CNN, whose BS supports Taylor's hypocritical doxing, is no stranger to harassing private citizens either. In fact, they were proud of this interaction outside of a woman's home. Her crime? Running a Facebook group supporting Trump.
Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Of course, Twitter's rules against doxing are never equitably applied, or their rules against death threats. Libs of TikTok reports this call to assassination action, and Twitter says, oh, that's fine. So can Elon Musk fix this mess? Well, despite the Twitter board's complete disregard of shareholders' interests, Musk is making moves. He's now secured $46.5 billion to buy Twitter. He's also considering buying up stock from existing shareholders to grow his stake in Twitter, according to a regulatory filing. Suddenly, the free speech rebuttal of, it's a private company, it can do what it wants, won't hold if the company is directed by someone who actually wants to apply the free speech ideal as outlined by the First Amendment. It's all about controlling the narrative and silencing challengers.
He could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Yeah.
And that's just it. The legacy media wants to control what you think. As a defender of the way journalism is supposed to work, I just want you to think for yourselves. With your media malfeasance for the week, for KLIM.news, I'm Christy Lee.